I'd like to call this meeting to order. Pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Happy New Year to everyone, and thank you for coming this evening. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Just as a reminder this evening, we're going to be reviewing the Code of Ethics. That's item number 39 on the agenda. Each board member has a copy of the acknowledgement of receipt of the Code of Ethics for school board members. If before the evening ends, you could please sign your Code of Ethics and pass it down to me before you leave tonight, that would be appreciated. Next on the agenda is the oath of office. If I could please ask Mr. Balderman, Mr. Catani, Mrs. De Palma, who is not here yet. Mr. Hovater will not be here this evening, he's traveling for some work, so unfortunately he won't be with us tonight. But if I could please ask you to stand and raise your right hand and repeat after me, I'll be swearing you in. I, please state your name.
I, Eugene Catani.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Eugene Catani.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of the Board of Education.
And that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
And that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you very much. If you could sign your oath of office and provide it to me before you leave this evening, I would appreciate that. Mrs. De Palma, welcome. If you're ready, I would like to administer the oath of office for you.
I'm going to do it again.
You have it right there? Okay. You could stand.
Hold on a minute. Let me just make sure I get my glasses on so I don't mess it up. It's pretty big writing, sorry.
Okay, you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, Linda De Palma.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Linda De Palma.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of Board of Education.
And that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
And I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A:12-1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you, and congratulations to all of you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Coates, am I roll calling just Manasquan board members at this time?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Boulderman.
Here.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma.
Here.
Mr. Hobiter. Mr. Lofredo.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Warren.
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, number 5, are the results of the election from November 7th, 2017. For 3-year full-term seats, Eugene Catani, Terry Hobiter, and Bruce Boulderman respectively received 1,176 votes, 1,135 votes, 101 vote, which was a write-in, and 57 votes were bulk write-ins. For the 1-year unexpired term, Linda De Palma received 1,172 votes, with 42 votes as bulk write-in. Mr. Catani, Mr. Hobiter, and Mr. Boulderman were elected as members of the Manasquan Board of Education for 3-year full-term seats, and Linda De Palma was elected as a member of the Board of Education for the 1-year unexpired term. Congratulations to all. Next on the agenda is a list of our board members and their current term, which I'm not going to read for each one, but you have all the terms listed there of all of our board members. That brings us to item number 6 on the agenda. The next order of business is to elect to the Manasquan Board of Education for the period beginning this evening until the next reorganization meeting, our board president. The floor is now open for nominations.
I would like to nominate Tom Pellegrino.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing no further nominations, the floor is now closed. Roll call, please.
Mr. Boulderman.
Aye.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter. Sorry. Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Pellegrino.
Thank you.
We have a seat in the center of the table. Would you like to move, or would you like me just to pass the gavel to you here?
You can stay.
Brings us to number 7, to nominate and elect Vice President of the Manasquan Board of Education for the period beginning January 3rd, 2018 and ending at the next organization meeting of the Board of Education. Do we have a nomination for Vice President?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Serino.
Do we have a nomination of Mr. Serino? Do we have any other nominations? Seeing none at this time, nominations are closed. Roll call, please, Sam.
Mr. Boulderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Thank you. Our mission today, Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before matters placed on the agenda of the public meeting, the administration thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to ensure they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting where final action may be taken. Public comment on agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and/or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, or promotion or disciplining of, any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum now is limited to comments on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that takes us to the Manasquan Senior District motions for considering further information. And we're going to ask for a motion for items 11 through 42, not including number 39, which we'll take out. And accept a motion for 11 through 42, not including 39. Do we have a motion for those items? Mr. LaFredo, second. Mr. Warren, do we have any questions on 11 through 42 without 39 in it? Sandy.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
And now for number 39, resolution to adopt the New Jersey School Board Code of Ethics for School Board Members in accordance with Document 1 in Conduct and conduct the required discussion and training of the ethic laws in accordance with NJAC 6A, 30, and 6:3 until the next organization meeting of the Board of Education. Do we have a motion to adopt the School Board Code of Ethics? Ms. Bassone, second. Mr. LaFredo? Do we have any questions on the Code of Ethics? Sandy?
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to old and new business. Does anyone have any old or new business that they would like to discuss? That brings us to our second public forum on any items, agenda, or otherwise, or anything else that you'd like to discuss, except for the weather. And that brings us, we will not be meeting in executive session tonight unless something's changed. And that brings us to number 46. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Serena, second. Mr. LaFredo, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. It's beautiful.